Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you from the OpenStack Summit in Tokyo. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Rishi Bhargava, Engineering Manager and Hybrid Cloud Program Owner at Intel. Welcome, Rishi. How's it going?
Pretty good. It's the second day of the summit. For me, it was the third day of the summit because we did a wonderful workshop for Women of OpenStack on Monday. Energy-filled sessions. I just got out of a wonderful keynote by IBM, and yesterday's wonderful keynote session by Imad representing Intel was just delightful.
You have been working in the OpenStack arena for a long time, first as someone who is deploying OpenStack within Intel IT, and now someone who is helping develop OpenStack within our software group. What do you think about what you're seeing in Tokyo and how it's showing the advancements that the OpenStack community is making?
You're seeing a lot more large-scale deployments in the enterprises. You know, we saw the SK Telecom folks talking about it. We saw one of the branches of NTT show off what their deployments were. Yahoo Japan show off their implementations. All more than just the 30-node deployments. They're more in the 1,000-node deployments.
Right.
And people are not talking so much about the issues which are plaguing them, but they're actually going and talking about how they have made that work. That's been a big change because when we first deployed at Intel IT, we were one of the first trailblazers to go in. And it's delightful to see some of the people who we talked at that time about our learnings are now actually going and putting their deployments on.
One thing that Intel's been talking about is the Cloud for All initiative and specifically work in driving upstream contributions to the OpenStack platform. Can you talk a little bit about what our strategy is there and why that's so important?
Cloud for All is basically three things. One is to remove any of the barriers which are driving enterprise adoption of OpenStack. And we are going to not only do it ourselves, but we are going to partner with key members of the community. And as you know, we've signed up currently with Rackspace and Mirantis, amongst others, to be partnering with us on making those feature changes. Then it's often said that there's performance issues and scalability issues with OpenStack. So what we have done is we are going to put forward 2,000-node clusters. First 1,000-node cluster has just been announced today. You can go and access it. It's free for the community developers. The first one is hosted out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and the second one's going to be on the West Coast somewhere in California. Both of them have been sponsored by Intel, and they will be supported and run by Rackspace. The objective of that is for the community developers to go and do performance scaling and testing of the solutions. So that's the second part. The third part is as part of the OpenStack Innovation Center, we're going to hire up to 100 developers of our own and get them trained to contribute to OpenStack. Once they are hired and trained, they will basically contribute to that roadmap, which I talked at the first point, which is basically going to enable OpenStack adoption in the enterprise.
When you look at the enterprise capabilities gaps that we're targeting for collaborative engagement with Rackspace and Mirantis and others, when you look at this from your old IT perspective, why are these feature gaps so important to address and what do they represent in terms of real-world challenges in the deployment of OpenStack today?
Most of them are around manageability. And the reality is most of the enterprises are not now waking up and saying, oh, we got to implement cloud. It's but they already had some instance of a cloud implementation and some particular design could be a proprietary solution or a homegrown solution. And now if they want to move to an open source solution using OpenStack, there needs to be some sort of an integration with the legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the issues which is plaguing. And until some of those big deal items, which are provided by proprietary solution vendors, are matched by OpenStack, the migration is going to be slow and adoption is going to be slow. And I think that is the key focus area right now.
And when you talk about performance at scale, can you tell me a little bit about why we targeted that 1,000 node threshold and how that compares to where we think we're deploying today?
When we talk to Mirantis, which is one of the largest integrators, and they'll say that a lot of components will scale up to 200 nodes, 250 nodes, 500 maybe. But when you go up to the 1,000 node barrier, a lot of issues start arising. At the same time, you hear of Yahoo's of the world and others who have implemented 1,000 and Walmart who have implemented solutions. It's not that they didn't face those issues, but they have basically curated the current solutions and put in more development on their end to make it work. Mm-hmm. But OpenStack out of the box does not work to that scale. A simple example, Silometer, which is one of the components of OpenStack, If you ask anybody in the room, developers and operators, hey, do you guys use OpenStack Cilometer? And they'll say, yeah, no, and it's such a piece of crap. That's how it ends. And then later on, as you go through the operator survey by OpenStack Foundation, you'll find out they have like 63% adoption, huge amounts of adoption in the community. What people do is they take it, they add other solutions next to it and work around the scaling issues which it has.
Right.
So when we announced the hybrid cluster for performance scaling, one of the first things we heard from the Cilometer PTL was, hey, can I come and use this because I want to solve the issues which are plaguing my product, which is an open source product, and I'm going to use it. If I need to change the architecture, we'll change it and then we'll move forward. So I think it's going to benefit OpenStack as a whole.
Now, you mentioned that we're building a developer team with Rackspace, 100 plus developers. That's a huge developer team. Can you tell me how we prioritize the work of those developers and align that with the foundation priorities?
So we had a few input parameters. The first one was all the enterprise readiness work which was going on at Intel. And in an open source community, it's partnering with the community. So we looked at a divergent set of partners, Rackspace being an operator, Mirantis being an integrator, and both of them having significant development teams. So we partnered with them. And we worked together with them to say, these are our priorities now. What do you see your priorities? And identified a common set. So we have a statement of work which we're working with Mirantis, a similar one with Rackspace, and our new hired engineers will work on these. The other part was we also took the priorities which the enterprise work group has put together, and they have basically worked together in partnership with the product work group of OpenStack and put together certain use cases. Those were the other parameters for the roadmap.
When we look at engaging the broader community, the Innovation Center is open for business for the broader community to engage. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And Innovation Center has two aspects of it. One is, if you want to join our workforce, come and join us and I'm hiring. Second is, second is OpenStack Innovation Center in terms of the hybrid clusters, 2,000 node clusters. There's a URL, you can get it through our Cloud for All link and go and apply for time on it and you can use it.
So is there any parameters on who can use the cluster?
We've put together a governance process. We'll pilot it. I'm sure we'll need to tweak it. We want it to be as open and fair for everybody.
You talk about hiring and hiring challenges and ramping a team of that size. How does diversity play into that hiring strategy? And what can we do to foster the diversity of the OpenStack community further?
Wow. So that is a very important thing to me personally and to Intel in particular, and it is very important for the OpenStack community. The OpenStack Foundation and the whole community has been giving a lot of attention to diversity. They created this diversity working group, as well as Women of OpenStack as a user group kind of a thing. And it's not only about gender diversity, it is about geographical diversity, it's about cultural diversity. And it's very important that we include people of different backgrounds, different viewpoints into what we design. I'm sure people have heard about Intel's 300 million diversity initiative. Forget the number, but the whole thought process behind it is very, very important. And for OpenStack to be adopted by a wide variety of adoptees, only imperative that we hire people of diverse backgrounds. For my OSIC, OpenStack Innovation Center, that is definitely one of the criteria which we have for our recruiting team.
Tell me a little bit about your workshop this week, and why is it important to do those kind of things at the summits?
The workshop was called Command Presence. It actually doesn't apply only to women. It applies to anybody. How you command presence in a room when you are in a group setting. How it applies in particular to women and women of OpenStack is women generally tend to, because they are in a minority in most technical meetings, they tend to hold back their viewpoints. You know, even though they may be experts in the field, and if they hold it back, it's not going to benefit anybody. So that was the objective of putting this workshop for women of OpenStack. It was oversubscribed, very well attended, and I heard only good feedback from the attendees.
Well, always fun to catch up with you, Rishi. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, and my pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.